Y'all pray for me as I do this. Time I get done, y'all gonna think I'm crazy.
Okay.
Because I may have a conversation with the cast iron pot. So, anyway, first of all, I want to say I'm sorry there's no food in them. Okay? I've had a busy day today, and I wasn't planning on being gone today, and ended up being gone. And I will tell you Jules' news. She is now signed to play soccer with ENEO.
Hello.
So, that's where we were at all day, was in Miami, Oklahoma. Just got back a little bit ago. So anyway, that was an answer to prayer. That was kind of what we wanted. And we prayed, God, if this is where you want her, open the door. If not, close it.
Yes.
And it was wide open. So anyway, I thank the Lord for that and for his guidance and direction in for her for after she graduates. Okay, so, you know, in the Bible, a lot of Jesus's teachings was about everyday things that people could relate to, or, you know, things that are going about through their day, and he would use them as stories and illustrations. And I don't know if any of you all are friends on Facebook with Casey Jo Harmon. Do y'all remember John and Marla? Their daughter, she does a lot of posts that are along that line.
Amen.
Things that happens in her everyday life. I mean, the last one I read was over a false eyelash, okay?
Yep.
And she got this whole wonderful spiritual story lesson out of her false eyelash, okay? So if you know friends with her, look it up, because she's got some good ones. But the other evening, I was oiling and prepping some of my cast iron, getting ready for outdoor cooking season. For some of you all that don't know, I cook outside on fire in cast iron. And as I was doing that, the Lord just showed me this whole lesson in with the cast iron.
Amen.
So I got pieces of paper, and I don't know what I was wrote on some of the backs of them, but I was jotting stuff down real quick as it was coming to me, and then I tried to organize it, and then I figured out my jotting down real quick was better than when I tried to organize it. So that was just the way it is. When we try to put our part in on it, it just messes it all up, and you just got to go with what was first given. Okay, so as I was boiling these, and I was getting them ready, I've got different examples of cast iron, and I have them in different conditions. So first of all, we're going to go with this one on the end. And when you go to flea markets and auctions, is anybody going to buy that one? Yeah. We're on the same wavelength here. Yes. Okay. So this one is, you would look at it and you would think, whatever. You know, there is no seasoning left whatsoever. Pretty rusted. This is one I've had sitting on the porch. I just hadn't had a chance to work on it. So, you know, you would pass this kind of by. Wouldn't pay much attention to it. But let me find my book here. I gotta get my glasses too. If you are to be really reconstructed, it will be in a hard time. It won't be in a singing meeting, but it'll be a time when you think all things are dried up, when you think there is no hope for you, and you have passed up everything. That is the time that God makes the person. And out of the experience, we will have a story to tell about what God has done for us. Some of you may know, y'all are getting a two-fold lesson tonight. You take this pot, and you work on it. You get all that rust off. You put some salt and some olive oil. and you rub that thing down and you cleanse it with some salt and you rub that olive oil in and you throw that in the fire, and you are going to have the prettiest, shiniest pot to cook in that's going to be nonstick and be wonderful. And that's kind of the way, you know, we think, you know, here we sit. I'm rested, I'm dried up, and what good am I now? What good am I? I've fallen away. I've not been as dedicated. That God comes by, and He sees that, and He says, I can use it. That pot has potential. I can use this. I can clean it up, apply some oil and some anointing on that, and might take a little fire, might take a little trial.
Come on.
But that pot can be used again.
Yes.
Get over here to my verses. Isaiah 1:18. I have it marked here somewhat. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, though they shall be as white as snow, though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. In other words, made clean and pure again. And so this is my rested pot. Just takes a little oil in. All right, next we got a skillet here. It needs a little work. It needs a little work inside. It kind of needs stripped and re-oiled, but it's usable. I still use this one. It's still usable. But you look at this one, and you look on the outside of it. God makes us unique. He formed us in the womb. He knew what we was going to become. And some of us, He has marked. Everybody has a purpose.
Right.
But some have
Thank
that
you.
Mark. That special, you know, little thing that God's called them to do. And but sometimes we're not quite ready for it. Sometimes we're not quite ready for it. This pan's been marked unique. It's a Griswold. If anybody knows anything about cast iron, it's a Griswold. But it's not quite ready. But this is one of the top that you can get in cast iron. And but it still needs a little work. Usable, but still needs just a little bit of oil applied. Some seasoning put to it. And it's marked unique. Now, like on this one, and if you go into the flea market and you find one of these that's really good and seasoned, you're going to pay a pretty price for it. But God says, this one's still, you know, it's marked unique. I can, it's good. This one right here, same thing. A little bit different on it. You can see inside there, it's got some yuck built up in it. It's got some yuck. Stuff has built up in it. Hadn't gone back and, you know, gone to the Lord and kind of renewed, stripped it off, stripped the yuck off and everything, and that yuck has built up in there and has built up and has built up and needs stripped down again. You can't oil over it. You can't oil and season over that, and otherwise it's just not going to work good. It's got to be stripped down, all the yuck, all of the yuck taken away, all of the impurities, re-oiled, salted, thrown in the fire and purified to get all of that yuck, you know. And it's got potential. And like I said, this is another one of those. The reason I went ahead and got it, even though it had yuck, and going to need some work is because it's marked unique. It's a number 9 11 inch. Your modern cast iron comes in 10s, 12s, 8s, and this one's marked 11. So it's a unique marking, but you got all this gross stuff in here. And God's wanting to use it. And it's going to take a layer at a time. And that's the way we are. We was talking in Sunday school. I think it was in Sunday school one morning. God will, doesn't do everything all at once. First he says, okay, we got to get rid of this. If you want to grow, you want to move on in your ministry, you got to move away from this. All right? You get a little closer to God, you get a little more. And he says, okay, now we got to do this. You gotta give up this, and it's a process. It's a process. God working on you to get you where he needs you, to where he can use you.
Yes, amen.
But it's never too late.
That's right.
It is never too late to be used. All right. This might be a really short lesson. Okay. Next, we have... I'm going to put these side by side. I've got a cast iron skillet with a lid. And we got the Dutch oven here. All right. And y'all might be hungry when I get done. Okay. Each one created to cook a certain food. It's been called, this pan right here is being called to bake biscuits. That's what you cook. You bake you some biscuits in there. You can put your coals underneath, coals on top, and your baked biscuits. You can bake biscuits in this one. They are not going to be as good. They're going to have dark spots, hot spots, and everything. And you can bake them in here, but it's not going to work as good because that's not what this pan's being called for. So I can't, as a Christian, I can't look over here and say, I want to make biscuits. I want to be the biscuit maker. But I've been called to fry bacon.
Come on, brother. Yeah.
And so I could try to fulfill this ministry. I can try to make some biscuits. But that's not what I'm called for. And we're each called for our individual ministry. We can't look at everybody else because you do not want me leading worship, okay? I as much as, that just blesses me, the singing and the worship and everything. Mm-mm. You don't want me doing that. And it would be awful if I tried. It would not be good results. So we each have our calling. God says, we're each created, and he's created us in the womb, and he's called us, and he's prepared us for a purpose. We cannot fulfill somebody else's purpose. We cannot fulfill somebody's destiny or calling.
That's good. Come on.
Like I said, these results won't be as good. You might look like you might be getting some results, but there might be some hard, crusty bottoms, might be some rough times, might cause you more stress, and may cause you to question your Christianity, question if I, maybe God doesn't even want to use me at all, but you've got to stay with where God is sending you and not try to look at somebody else and what they're doing and try to do what they're doing, because you each have your own calling, your own destiny, your own purpose. Like I said, you can fry bacon in this one and you can bake biscuits in this one, but it's not going to work. And I will say, on this one, the more bacon you fry in it, the better the seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
So the more you work at your destiny,
come on,
the more
good.
You work at fulfilling your
that's
purpose
good.
And you go after where God
amen.
Has sent you,
amen.
The clearer the seasoning, the more... the smoother it is, and you become something that is usable.
Yes, amen.
All right. This one's my favorite.
Hallelujah.
My favorite illustration. I can relate to it. All right. I've had this pot for a while. I've probably had it for 7 years, maybe. I have cooked on it one time in the house. I mean, it's kind of fancier here.
Yeah.
It's got the enamel coating and everything. Cast iron inside. It's cast iron inside, just like all the others. As you can tell, it probably doesn't look like it's been used as much. It's cast iron just like everything else here. And I only used it one time because I don't cook inside the house on the stove, usually with my cast iron. So it was just sitting there, not doing anything. So now here's where you're going to think I'm crazy, because me and this pot's going to have a conversation. Okay? So I need this pot to cook some biscuits outside, because I'm having to cook a lot of food, a big meal, and I need more Dutch ovens to cook biscuits and bake desserts and do stuff in. And I need this pot outside. So, pot, you gonna come outside and cook on the fire for me? And he says, no. I'm not made for that. That's not me. That's not who I am. I wasn't created for that. That's not my calling. I say, yeah, but I need you. I need you to go do this for me. I need you to cook biscuits for me outside. No, that's just not me. I can't do that. That's not me. That's not who I am. And I've said that before. That's not me. I especially when I was first asked to teach a long time ago. Whatever. That's not me. That's my mom. That's my mom, the teacher, not me. And, but, I need you to go and cook biscuits for me. And the pot says, all right, but you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to help me. You're going to have to equip me.
Come on.
And it's like, okay, well, so we looked over here to cook biscuits. We seen we got to put coals underneath, and we got to put coals on top to bake your biscuits good. Well, for those that can't see, this one doesn't have any legs. It sits flat on there. Now, you could do it. Be a little rough, controlling your fire, controlling your heat and everything, but you could do it. But this pot's going to be willing to go outside and go ahead and cook biscuits for me. But he says, you're going to have to equip me. So hang on just a minute. I'm going to equip him. Now we're ready to cook biscuits. God may call you to something. You say, mm-mm. That's not me. That's not my calling. That's not what I do. Just like I said a while ago, don't ask me to lead worship. But if God calls you to do something and it's way out of your comfort zone or where what you do or anything, he's going to equip you. He's going to make sure you have everything you need to fulfill that calling that he has called you to do. He's not going to send you out there and let you flounder and flub up and try to figure it out on your own. He's going to equip you just like this pot now. Thank you to, I think John made this one for me. I now have legs that I can cook biscuits. And it makes biscuits just as good as the regular one. Okay, so we have all that. Now then, this is my one that needs modified. This pot, if I had just left it sitting in the house, and this is where kind of the Sunday school lesson the other day came in, that would have been unfulfilled potential. And in our Sunday school lesson in the book, it said the Pharisees, when Christ called them hypocrites and told them that they, you know, can discern the weather, but they cannot discern the seasons or the times. And he said, God judges for unfulfilled potential. Those Pharisees had potential. They had potential to lead Israel, but they left it with unfulfilled potential. And I said, that got me. I was like, I don't want to get to heaven and God show me and say, oh, look here. This is what you could have done.
Come on.
This is what you could have done. But you left it unfulfilled because you wasn't willing to step out and do what I called you to do and trust that I would equip you to do what I called you to do. So I don't want to get to heaven and see this list of stuff that was unfulfilled potential that he had planned for me, for each one of us. He has a purpose. He has a plan for us. He has a calling for us. Our callings may not all be the same. We may not be called to bake biscuits. We may be called to fry bacon. But I don't want to leave any unfulfilled potential because I'm not willing to trust in him to equip me to do what he calls me to do. So, that's that one. And like I said, I can relate to this part. You know, not willing to step out, you know. And so that really, when we got into that on the lesson, you know, unfulfilled potential. Don't leave it out there. Because your unfulfilled potential may be what somebody else needed to have their breakthrough.
That's good.
Or what they needed to help them in a rough time because you wasn't willing to step out and trust God to equip you with the words, the verses, or whatever it might be. So don't leave unfulfilled potential out there. God will equip you. All right. Well, I said that's one of my favorite. This is really my favorite coming up here. All right. Aha. We're going to read a verse here first. Luke chapter 4. Jesus has just been tempted in the wilderness. When he returns to Galilee, and the power of the Spirit and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." I read this at the beginning of the year, and I wrote down on verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me," and I said, confess this.
Hallelujah.
And then proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and I wrote, this is my year.
Yes.
And he was anointed after he went through the fire of temptation by Satan. He went through the fire. As we go in, and we might be somewhat ready, or we may be backslidden or not a Christian, and we're on the rusty side. We need a lot of work. We may have buildup of yuck, but that oil, and you go through the fire, and you're in everything, and when you get done putting these pans through the fire, I put another coat of oil. Just go and swipe another coat of oil after they've gone through the fire. And you end up with a nice, shiny, nonstick. Nothing's going to stick to that. Because it has had layer upon layer of oil, bacon grease, everything else worked into it. It is oiled, it is seasoned, and it's ready for use. And just like the anointing, the anointing oil.
Yes.
And one thing you have to do is you have to apply fresh oil every once in a while to keep them nonstick, to keep them prepared and ready. You have to apply some oil. So like when I was oiling them the other day, they had been in the trailer on the shelves that I used to haul my stuff. And so I got them out and oiled them and prepped them for this year. Fresh oil had to be applied. And, but the oil. And it's usually the best is not just any oil for the inside of these suckers. Olive oil.
Yes.
That's the best to use on it, to season, to prep it, is olive oil. And this one, man, you can throw whatever you want in there and cook it. And you're going to get good results. It's not going to stick. And but after a little bit, you're going to have to apply some oil because you can't just let it go dry. If you just let it go dry, that shiny and freshness is going to be gone.
Right.
And then you're going to start having some sticking issues. And when you start having some sticky issues, then you get the yuck build up.
Yeah.
And you got to get rid of it. Yeah. Now then, like I said, I'd had them in the trailer. They've been in there all winter in my trailer. And I just don't store them any away. Hang on. Put a piece of cardboard between the pot and the lid when you store them. If you're not going to be using them right away, you got to keep that in there. Because if you don't have airflow, your oil is going to get stale.
Come on now. Wow.
It's going to get stale. It's going to be sealed up. The oil's not going anywhere. It's not going off on anybody else. It's closed up.
Come on.
Keeping it to yourself.
Ooh, come on.
And you're going to end up, when you open it, if it's been like 2 or 3 months over the winter, you're going to open it up and you're going to have a stale oil smell.
Yes.
Come on.
And it's not going to be fresh. But if you keep that cardboard in there, start with that cardboard in there.
Yes.
You get that airflow, it's going to keep it fresh. And this one was the last one that really had come to me. And it was just like, man, you got to have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You got to have the wind. You got to have the airflow. You got to have it flowing through there. You can't stay closed up. You can't keep it bottled up. You got to let it flow out.
Amen.
You got to have the oil, the anointing, and the breath and the wind of the Holy Spirit. And it'll keep that oil fresh.
Yes.
It'll keep it fresh. It'll keep it flowing. Let me see what else I have on here. Sometimes when you're cooking certain foods, okay, one of the things that is not good to cook in cast iron is a pot of beans, because your beans will turn black. So, but if you do, it kind of works at the seasoning, and you got to go in and you got to reseason. You got to, like I said, you got to apply that oil. Some things that you might go through, some things you might face, some things that might come into your life, into your family, and it hurts, and it eats at you, and it just kind of, you know, it just, you've got this, you know, you get a little gruff around the edges and everything, and, you know, you've lost that seasoning. Well, you got to go back and apply the oil to apply the oil after things have come and, you know, you've gone through and everything. You got to apply the oil, and sometimes you have to go through the fire again to get it all back into prepped and ready for use. Trials are used to purify you. It is the fiery furnace of affliction that God uses to get you in the place where he can use you. And I think that might be all my notes. I don't know. Yeah. Has anybody ever bought non-seasoned and you have to start fresh? I don't like those. But anyway, you have to season it. Because if you try to go right out, so like if, using an example of a new Christian, and you try to go out, and God hasn't prepped you yet, you haven't got the oil, and you try to go and witness back to your old crowd, that you haven't got that protection yet, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and that hedge of protection around you, that yuck is going to start sticking to you. Yeah. And that's like the cast iron that you buy and it's new, and it hasn't been seasoned yet. It's gray. It's not black. It's gray. And you could cook in it, but you're going to have a mess. You're going to end up with a mess because it would be hard to clean all of that off that's stuck to it, and it's going to take some work. It has to be oiled first. You have to have a protective anointing before you go out, because that yuck's just going to, you know, it's going to draw and it's going to clean. Does anybody have any comments? You hungry, Charlie? Want some bacon and biscuits?
Yeah.
Like I said, this one, been out in the harsh weather, hadn't come in, just been sitting outside in the elements. It's gotten rested. But God sees that potential that it can be used. So, I always mark all of these verses, and I never get to them. Let's see. This is the one I'm looking at. Being confident, this is Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. A good work's been started on all of these. A good work's been started. They're prepped. They're cast iron. They're good. They can be used. And trust that, you know, Christ will carry it on to completion. What he has started, he will complete.
Yes, he will.
All right. I think I'm done.